The first fatal police shooting of the year took place in Milwaukee on January 29th, before the new law went into effect. A police officer shot an armed robbery suspect, 19-year-old Cornelius Turner. According to an internal investigation, Turner was reaching for a gun in his waistband when a police officer shot and killed him. The incident was ruled a justified use of lethal force. That's also true for the 9 other incidents that have been investigated so far this year. In 6 of them, the victims were armed with either a knife or a gun when a police officer shot them. 4 of the victims were suffering from a serious mental illness. And in 2 of those cases, the victim was armed and had beaten or stabbed other people before police arrived on the scene. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn says too often officers are forced to play the role of mental health providers.
You know, society needs to start funding better all the other institutions and agencies that exist but are chronically underfunded. Because in our spare time, we're also fighting crime, fear, and disorder, even as we recognize the importance of handling mental health issues sensitively and thoughtfully. We can't always prevent them erupting into violence.
One of the architects of the new independent investigation law, Madison resident Amelia Royko-Mauer, says the mental health of police officers may also play a role in such incidents. Royko Mauer's friend was shot and killed by police in 2012. She says police officers get a mental health assessment when they're hired. She says they should be screened regularly throughout their career.
I can't imagine why it would make sense to screen them in the beginning and then, after enduring all of the ugly side of policing, not continue to screen them and make sure that they are mentally fit.
Most police departments provide voluntary mental health checkups for officers, but Royko-Mauer would like to see them made mandatory. Another backer of the new law says investigations of police shootings should include blood tests for police officers who fired the fatal shot to determine if they were under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Michael Bell of Kenosha, whose son was killed by police in 2004, fought unsuccessfully to have that provision included in the law.
They're human, and they're subject to the same performance issues that happen to other people, but they're rarely investigated. Where almost every time a person is killed by a police officer, their physiology is taken and flaunted in front of the public, especially when it's very damning.
Mandatory blood tests for police officers involved in lethal force incidents face strong opposition from police unions. But the public outcry over the April 30th shooting of a mentally ill man in Milwaukee has prompted Mayor Tom Barrett to call for more crisis intervention training for police officers.
You need to learn how to bring the temperature down, figuratively speaking, so that you can talk to an individual. And I think that the training will only strengthen our department and make the people who work for the police department better at protecting the community and protecting themselves ultimately.
Training all the city's police officers will cost $1.2 million. Barrett says the Greater Milwaukee Foundation has already agreed to contribute $500,000. Training is expected to begin in January. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.